السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. All mosques in Ramadan resound with takbir. The Prophet's Musra, night journey site, is threatened with Judaization and division after its closure. No sanctity or inviolability remains for Muslims, neither in the lives nor in blood, neither in land nor airspace, that the entity of those upon whom Allah's wrath is incurred has not violated morning and evening. It no longer has any regard even for the holiest of sanctuaries in the greatest month of the Ummah of 2 billion Muslims. Under the pretext of war and under the smoke of its planes that launched their criminal attacks in the skies of Islamic countries far and wide, which it thought would obscure its crimes on the ground, its filthy, sinful, and meddling hands extends to Al-Aqsa Mosque by closing it for the 18th consecutive day. This is a very dangerous escalation of its measures, which have not ceased for years, towards the mosque with the aim of seizing and Judaizing it. While the minarets around the world resound with takbir, and all the mosques are filled with worshippers during the month of fasting, in the holy and revered month, the oppressive entity commits its crimes against Al-Aqsa and its people, closing the doors of the mosque to which people travel, depriving it of its worshippers, as it deprives fasting worshippers of it, preventing prayers and i'tikaf, seclusion, cutting off the glorification and stifling the takbir within it, so that the Musra, night journey site, remains silent in sorrow as it complains to Allah about the injustice of the oppressors and the silence of the cowardly, and both are equal in crime and injustice.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا أُولَئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَنْ يَدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Who does more wrong than those who prevent Allah's name from being mentioned in His places of worship and strive to destroy them? Such people have no right to enter these places except with fear. For them is disgrace in this world, and they will suffer a tremendous punishment in the hereafter. Surah Al-Baqarah, A 114. This criminal entity has become insatiable for bloodshed, having spilled countless lives with impunity. Its appetite for aggression has only grown since no one deterred it. It has witnessed high levels of cowardice and treachery of the rulers of the Muslims. So what will prevent it from committing further crimes against Al-Aqsa? Every violation has become a prelude to another, culminating in its closure during the noble month. The question is, what are Muslims waiting for after all this? How long will they remain silent? Are they waiting for the first of the two qiblas and the second of the two mosques to be reduced to a mere temple where trumpets sound? Or are they waiting for its demolition before their religious zeal is ignited? What are the armies waiting for? For what day have the missiles been prepared, the tanks lined up, and the rifles stockpiled, while the voice of Al-Aqsa is silenced, and remembrance of Allah and prayers are forbidden within its walls, and worshippers outside its gates are subjected to abuse? Has the time not yet come for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to repeat the victory of Hattin, as it witnessed these corrupt and wrathful ones reenacting the crusaders' actions in Al-Quds when they disrupted prayers there and even turned it into a stable for their horses? Has the time not yet come for it to act? For it is capable, and the Musra, site of its prophet's night journey, calls out to it again, as it did on the days of Hattin. All the mosques have been purified, yet I remain defiled. Has the time not yet come for it to rise up in anger for the sake of Allah, an anger that will sweep away all who stand in its way, until it purifies Al-Aqsa and the blessed land from the filth of this corrupt entity and eradicates its power? Has the time not yet come for its sons to pledge allegiance to their caliph and march forth behind him, lightly and heavily armed in support of Allah, His Messenger, and Al-Aqsa Mosque? For Allah has promised them victory just as He has promised the wrathful entity destruction. Has the time not yet come for them to rise up for the sake of the deen and its sacred limits, a move by which they will support their Lord and He will support them? And may Allah make them all happen.
نَصْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Help from Allah and an imminent victory. So give good news, O Prophet, to the believers. Surah As-Saff, Ayah 13. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.